Well, the style is definitely something I grew up with and I've been familiar with and been doing for many years. And there's one song on there which is like the second song I ever learned to sing in public when I was 15 or 16 years old. First song on the album.
I sowed the seeds of love, and I sowed them in the springtime. I gathered them up in the morning so soon, while the small birds sweetly sing. While the small birds sweetly sing.
The thing was that I became a singer kind of by default. I mean, I'd always sung. I'd loved singing, like, from as soon as I can, you know, remember, as long as I can remember, I just, it's something I like doing. But, you know, when I was a teenager, the sort of folk music revival was really kicking off. It was kind of like a punk thing in a way. It was this notion that, you know, this was, the songs were in a language that we spoke, and they were from places that we knew. I mean, there were loads of songs collected right in the area where I grew up, in the rural part of southwest of England. So we felt they were our songs in a way. And it was like really, really cool thing to do, to be involved in folk music as a teenager, right? And so there were lots of people starting to get involved in various ways, and very much to start with influenced by what was coming out of Greenwich Village. And, you know, so we were all kind of very aware of people like Woody Guthrie and Bob Dylan and the really great kind of blues artists like Big Bill Broomsey and Reverend Gary Davis and all these guys, Paul Simon.
The trees, they're all bare, not one green leaf to be seen, and the meadows their beauty have lost. The trees, they're all bare, not one green leaf to be seen, and the meadows their beauty have lost. As for the leaves, they are fallen from the trees, and the streams, they are all frozen. The streams, they are all frozen, frozen fast by the frost.
You know, these songs are, I mean, they're fantastic. They've been there a long time. They've been polished and smoothed and shaped. And they're great riches. And the reason why they're still here is because they are gems in their own way. And they tell stories about complex things, human situations, and they deal with them in detail. And I think that's really important. And, you know, when I'm dealing with this material and when I'm singing these songs, I'm kind of aware that there's a queue of people behind me. And I'm, you know, here now, and I'm dealing with them, bearing in mind that I've got these people at my back, kind of watching over me in a way. I'm not a religious person. And I also feel a kind of duty to then hand them on.
Proud Masry stands in her father's garden, straight as any willow wand, and by there came a gardener child with a red rose in his hand, his hand, a red rose in his hand. I will give my rose to you, fair maiden, if you'll give your flower to me. And among the flowers of your father's yard, I will make a gown for thee, for thee, I will make a gown for thee. The lily white shall be your smock, and lie your body next, and the marigold shall be your stays, with a red rose at your breast.
Yeah, I mean, an album is an album. It's not a concert in its own right. And what I've learned over, I mean, I said I've done 7 albums in 40 years, but I've worked on a lot of other albums with other people in all kinds of ways. but the thing about an album and working in a studio is that, you know, it's a different set of circumstances and you're producing a different product, but the way that you, it gives you lots of opportunities. So, you know, you can play 3 instruments on the same track. For instance, but it also gives you opportunities to bring together people in a virtual way between different countries, for instance. So you can make something which is completely artificial in terms of a live experience, but it's a thing in its own right. And the thing is that the thing in its own right has to work as that thing. But at the same time, you want to, in the actual performance, you have to communicate the song across the kind of barrier, if you like, of they're not of the people that you're singing to. You can't see them and they're not there, and they're going to be listening in maybe, you know, years' time. And you don't know where they're going to be listening to it or how they're going to be listening to it. I mean, these songs are not background music. You know, it's not the kind of music that you would have playing in the background in a cafe or something, because it doesn't work in that way. It's because there's lots of text there, and the text is a very important part. So it is something to listen to.
And biting showers of hail, of hail, and biting showers of hail, and your glove shall be midnight frost, and your boots the freezing winter rain, and